Which I gotta be honest with you,
I'm out of here.
I'm out. Let me convince you.
Hey Anthony, where'd you get this podcasting stuff from?
It fell off the back of a truck.
It's the Breaking Bread Podcast. You're here with myself, Sal Valentinetti, my pal, Anthony Shirota behind
the camera,
Greg Heinrich.
And
in between us all, Nicole Pipas.
Nicole Greco Pipas.
Nicole
gotta put
Greco
the, You got to put the Greek and the Italian in
That's
there.
Right. You can't forget that she's Sicilian. She won't let you forget it.
I won't.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here with us. All the way from New Jersey.
Yeah, it took about an hour to get here.
Me too, and I only live 20 minutes away, but it took me an hour to get here.
That's New York for you.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's a fine establishment over here. It's beautiful. Thank you for having me.
Establishment. I like that.
I like that too. I got a nice red wine in a plastic cup.
Hold on.
Nothing like first class, right?
Sal's got a Snapple.
I'll tell you how classy I am.
I
got a Snapple.
Don't tell me it's diet. Oh. I don't want you drinking that diet.
So they don't call it diet anymore. They call it zero sugar. Which
marketing.
Means whatever else they have.
Yeah,
there's
that's
zero sugar.
Natural flavors.
About every other chemical in the book.
That's it. I love it.
Something's got to kill us. As we're holding cigars,
cheers.
Something's got to kill us.
Yeah, I love a good cigar. Cheers. I brought the nice boys of Macanudo today. We're going to smoke a little Macanudo.
We sure are.
Have a little La Grada.
Not inside, because Anthony has a landlord.
Yeah. Hope she's not watching.
This is delicious.
And that's a true
thank
mark.
You for the wine. It's awesome.
Right, thank you for the mark.
And for the cigar.
Thank you for the wine.
Well, I'm Italian. I come prepared.
I was going to say, it's a true mark of an Italian.
Thank you.
You know, you come, you got to knock on the door with your feet. Your hands are so full.
That's right.
And that's a beautiful thing.
I love
we
that.
We appreciate that here.
Yeah, there's nothing
thank
better.
You.
I mean, I married a Greek, so, I mean, they're close.
How does an Italian girl from New Jersey end up with a Greek? Because typically, you know, the Jersey Italians are even more hardcore than the New York
Italians.
That's very true.
And our family's quite tight. They want us to marry Italian.
Right. They want to keep that bloodline pure.
They didn't risk
it all coming here for nothing.
So my last name is Greco, my maiden name, which means Greek.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and my mother's Sicilian. So apparently there's a lot of Greeks that live in Sicily. A ton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually
and
Greek.
Still...
I hope I told you that.
Oh, no, you didn't tell me that.
I'm
Did you
Sicilian,
do like your
so
ancestry? Oh, really?
That's Mediterranean area. Greek. So the Greco is a popular name.
Yes.
Albanese is a popular name because Albanians.
Yes. Albanians.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, we're all a little eggplant. Who said that? I love it. No, that is fantastic.
Melanzana.
We're all
and there goes
melanzana.
The podcast.
Yeah. No. It's all good.
And so, cut.
Only where it counts.
No.
Did you really?
I didn't actually
cut
be
on
cut. No.
Like, am I gonna throw?
What are you crazy?
I thought he was cutting on me.
No, you're cut.
No, so I
throw down. No, Yo, she was about to kick his
balls out.
Never.
I believe.
I would pay you money.
I listen.
That
I'm
would be
a
great.
Lover, not a fighter.
That's right.
I'm a lover, not.
I
a
mean,
fighter.
She's got giant boots on. She could probably do some damage.
Yeah, they're fun. Anyway, I go on vacation with my Greek girlfriend. And she tells me we're not going to stay in Athens at this Marriott. We're going to stay with this guy, Nick. And I'm like, I'm not staying with some foreign guy. He lives in Greece. He's American. And we wind up staying with him. And
where is Nick from?
He's from Roseland, New Jersey. Which
oh, wow.
Is 7 minutes away from me.
So you went all the way to Greece.
I went all the way to Greece, 5,200 miles away.
To find a guy from 7 minutes away.
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds like the most Italian thing ever.
And then I married him like a year later, and I moved to Greece. And I picked up and I left, and I lived there for 3.5 years.
Why was he living in Greece?
Insurance.
Okay.
He was working for an insurance company.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so you married the guy that you were supposed to stay with in Greece?
That's right.
That you didn't want to stay with?
I didn't want to stay with him.
Wow.
Well, I thought he was a foreigner, and I'm like, I
didn't
stay with some
that
foreign
I understand.
Guy. You know?
No like offense to all the foreigners out there, but
sorry.
Like, you know, a little weird.
No offense
Especially
to the foreigners,
foreigner.
But the Greeks better clean up their act.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, like, what are you? Are you in? Are you in the shipping business? Are you in the oil? Or,
right.
No, he's in insurance. It's kind of boring.
Wow.
It's kind of boring.
Well, insurance that takes you to Greece is not very boring.
No, he didn't. He had a beautiful house.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I think that's why I just wanted to stay there.
You were like, you showed up. You said,
"That's it.
This is the palace." I'm the princess. This guy must be the prince.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's 6'5" and
Adonis.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you guys both love working out.
We both love working out.
You told me you're up 5:15 in the morning working out.
Yeah, we were just talking about that earlier. 5:15, we get it over early,
see,
get
you
it
call
done.
5:15 in the morning. I call that 5:15 at night. Mm. You know, how do you manage that?
You know what? Listen, think about it. You have your whole day ahead of you. Mm-hmm. You get up and you get done with it. Trust me, it's hard. It's cold. It's dark outside. That's why we have the heaters for the car. You got the automatic starter.
Auto start.
Throw the auto start. Maybe not the caddy, but throw the auto start on.
Right.
And just go and get it over with. You have your whole day ahead. Listen, I used to have to come home, make dinner for the kids, you know, or train people after that. You know, I am a trainer as well. So it's my life.
Right.
I live in a gym. I'm sweaty all the time.
It's just,
I never have makeup on, but I have makeup on today.
It's incredible that you're able to manage all that. You raised two kids.
I did.
You're in the gym every day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't miss it. You're a philanthropist. You're an entrepreneur. Yeah. And your husband has a full-time job.
Yes.
This seems nearly impossible.
Listen, no, women wear many hats, Sal.
That's right.
Many hats.
That's right.
I'll drink to them.
And
many hats.
You're a reality TV star.
Well, I don't know about that.
Come on. I've seen you on The Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
we all have.
Yeah. So that's
mom's
a pretty
a big
funny
fan of yours, by
is she?
Yeah. She goes,
she likes
you
the
know
voice.
Her.
No way. She knows me.
Yeah. She goes, you know her.
Seven episodes.
No. I swear to you.
Yeah.
She goes, she's on TV. How do you know her? I'm like, we like met on Instagram.
Yes.
It's crazy how it works. But listen, she says hi.
So funny.
I'm sure you'll see her at some point.
I love it. So me and Teresa were longtime friends when we were in high school together. We used to club. I knew her old boyfriend. And when we got into when I got into the gym and started training, she just wound up being on there, being at the gym, started on the show. And I think the third season is when I started training her and was on. And so it's been a whirlwind. I mean, they just filmed their 14th season. There's highs and lows of all this. I just sit back and watch in the background with a tequila.
Right.
Sometimes. Sometimes you'll see me training them. Boxing I've done with Dolores and Jen, which was a lot of fun. But listen, it's drama. And drama sells.
Sure does.
You know?
Sure does.
And listen, they're a fun group. There's nothing like Jersey.
Is the drama real? I'm sure you get asked that question all the time.
Yeah.
But is the drama, like, is it actually drama or, like, it's kind of...
Like, is there a script? Yeah. They script, like, all right, you guys are going to do this today, and you kind of just have at it and just brawl.
No comment.
I don't think so. So I did reality TV in a much different...
Some of it is pretty much, you know what's scripted? Nicole, run back in and unzip
right.
your jacket.
It's produced.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not
that's
scripted.
It.
It's produced.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which and that's how you make television. You got to make television. Otherwise, it'd be boring. You know?
True.
But there's a lot of drama in Jersey. These girls are out. They're out for the prize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Know?
Listen, I've been to the Butcher's Block. And
it's
just,
fun there, bro.
I just sit back and look around, and I'm like,
it's
boy,
this
looks like a lot of drama. This looks like this could be a whole scene.
Oh, yeah. The Butcher's Block is a whole scene.
It's a
Are
whole
you there
scene?
During the
I'm
summer?
Lost.
I went during the summer. I went with my friend Anthony Rodia, a great comedian. We went and it was like this one's here and this one's here and this guy's here.
The outside bar, beautiful. You know that was a butcher. You know he started out as a butcher.
They walked us through. They showed us everything. It is beautiful, but and then the valet in front is like a car show.
That's
it's incredible. New Jersey is like all out.
Yeah, that's it. Bentley's.
When I first started going to Beverly Hills, right, for you know work and everything, being out in L.A., my mother's like, have you ever seen anything like it? I'm like, yeah, I've been to New Jersey.
Yeah.
And New Jersey kind of has this whole scene about it. But New Jersey's also, you know, a lot like where I grew up, Long Island.
Yes.
For in many ways, because New Jersey is also very hometown feeling, you know. So I understand how there's almost a comfort in meeting someone.
Absolutely, from
so
New Jersey,
close
and
by.
Wherever you go, you always meet somebody from New Jersey.
Yeah.
From the Disney cruise to Paris, you know, you meet somebody from Jersey.
You met someone from Jersey in Paris on your recent trip. Your
I
recent
did
girls
not
trip?
No, I didn't.
No.
Oh, Sal's known about my recent girls trip. Relax there, Sal.
Come on, I stay up on the social media with the kids. You got to.
kids.
Anthony helps me out, yeah.
Yes, I was just in Paris, and it was fantastic. These girls know how to spend money.
You went with a big group of girls, too.
It was a friend's 50th.
Yeah, oh, wow.
And we also celebrated a little bit of my... I'm turning 50.
Get out of here.
In December.
What?
No,
I was going to say, if you're like 25, how are you hanging out with like a 50-year-old?
Greg, do you don't believe me, Greg?
No,
Greg
shot.
Doesn't believe it.
December 20th, 1973. I'll be 50 this year, and it's hit me. It's hit me a little bit.
You see people take care of yourselves.
But that's it, and that's exactly what I want to hit on.
Menudo's in the gym.
I was like, you know what? I feel good. I'm healthy. I'm spiritual. I'm the whole nine.
So,
and I like to give back, and so I feel good. I feel good about myself.
You were talking about how these girls love to shop.
Yeah.
Right? And one could say, well, how do you keep up with a group like that? But how do they keep up with you? You know,
I'm the fun, bro. I bring the fun. I bring.
I believe that
are about about your age, and yet, if I may say so, at the risk of insulting anyone else on this girls' trip.
What are you going to say? They're going to go to sleep early?
I'm saying you look like, 10 years younger, and you're probably up and about, especially it's Europe. Everyone's walking. Everyone's exhausted, and you're still probably going.
Yeah,
How are they keeping up with you?
We were on fumes. It was a lot of champagne.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of champizzle.
Yeah.
And
champizzle.
I love it.
And a lot of Bordeaux. Bordeaux. Yeah. Their red wine there is just delicious.
Yeah.
It was great. But listen, it was good food, good company. Good booze, good restaurants we were at.
Some steak frites. Did you break?
I did. I had the steak frites. Steak frites.
No, you
know what? Everybody's like, the French don't like the Americans. That's not true.
I had a different experience.
You did?
I also asked for ketchup for my potatoes, and that was a big mistake.
What?
I did it purposely, though.
Eat them.
You deserve to get yelled at.
What Medigan does
that? You don't eat ketchup
that?
With French fries?
Not in France.
Medigan, man.
You're in another country.
If I'm in France, I'm not going to be like, hey...
Listen, when you go to like a Mexican place, let's say in like Southern California, a legit place close to the border, you go there and you order something. They put everything down on the table that they think that you should put on whatever you've ordered. If you're in France and they give you French fries, French fries, and they don't put ketchup on the table, guess what?
You're not having it.
You don't have fucking ketchup.
You deserve to get yelled at.
I didn't believe that they were going to get mad. Because I always heard that that's a thing not to like do. And I was very curious. Wouldn't you be curious?
Them.
And the guy kind of went and just slammed it on the table and walked away.
Thank God, Anthony. Thank God you're not like the Secretary of State or something like that to talk to these countries.
Imagine.
Ketchup with my potatoes, please.
I would
like
to see Anthony represent our country.
Thank you.
I wouldn't mind that. Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
You want your president to feel it.
Yeah, I don't. Or Sergio Tacchini.
Mike Marino already has that market.
That's true. Mike Marino's got that.
Marino's already running for president.
From New Jersey.
I'm with him.
I don't know. Do you ever wear jeans? Or no?
Yeah.
You do wear jeans.
Yeah, no, I just wore this because I thought it was fitting with the podcast.
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's perfect.
I don't
really
wear jeans anymore.
I've never worn jeans.
Yeah, yeah. No. I only if it's a one piece.
Well, this is some number.
No.
It truly is.
Oh, thank you.
Truly.
Thank you, Sal.
That's a get up. I like it.
Thanks, Sal.
Listen.
Thanks, Ann.
I'm not a jean wearer.
Great outfit. And a great scent. Speaking of France, the Baccarat in the air.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I thought you said something else.
You thought it was going to be
Baccarat.
I was like, Sal.
poor
Baccarat is in the air.
Anthony.
France is a weird place.
You also ordered ketchup and potatoes.
Have you ever walked down the wrong block in France? If you go down like a wrong block, it gets weird fast.
I mean, for you.
Listen, we're New Yorkers. New Jersey, New York, same. We walk when we want to walk.
That's right.
We just
go to like the weird part where like they have all the shops and everything and the people outside and the stuff in the windows. It gets weird. I'm telling you, it gets weird fast.
Yeah.
Look,
what parts are you going?
bro, it's like Fifth Avenue. It's like Madison Ave.
Yeah.
That's
it. Just needs to go out and get cultured.
Yeah. Fair
get
enough.
Get cultured.
I think she said bro.
Do you speak any French?
I think she said bro in one sentence more than I've said my whole life.
Oh, I don't speak any French.
Bro.
So the only thing I went to...
Enchanté.
Bro.
Enchanté. Go ahead.
En garçon.
I had an experience somewhere between Anthony's and yours.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to France, I learned one thing. Excusez-moi.
Yes.
Je ne parle pas français.
Yeah. Which, perfect.
Excuse me. I don't speak French.
I like Greg in the back.
Bro.
All you hear is this sound in the back, bro.
Bro.
It's from the shadows, too. That's the best part about it. Greg is, you can't see this,
Come
but Greg is surrounded by lights. So he's basically just in a shadow chiming in from now on.
I see his Sergio Tacchini sweatsuit, though.
It's a pretty big shadow.
It looks hot, Greg. You look hot.
He does.
Always, always.
Greg's in a track.
Greg's
guy.
Turning red.
I'll say that on camera.
Greg's turning red.
No, he's not.
I mean, if you want to propose right now, I'll take it, Sal. Where's the ring?
Did you
again
maintain your workout schedule in France?
That's an excellent question, Sal. Good.
It is.
I did. I brought my roommate with me. She had no choice to go down to the hotel gym, and we did a quick workout, 10 rounds, 3 movements. You know, I like to do it quick. And then I got up Sunday. I was going to CrossFit because I like to go to all CrossFits whenever I travel to different countries. So
you found the CrossFit in Paris?
Of course. It was 5 minutes away. And
do they call it something different?
CrossFit Louvre.
CrossFit?
It was the CrossFit at the Louvre.
No, well, it was by the Louvre.
Sure.
So it was CrossFit Louvre.
Crowfeet?
And Crowfeet. So I woke up. I was so excited to go on Sunday morning. And I looked at the workout, and it was handstand push-ups and handstand walks were in it. And I'm like, bro,
are you going to?
Well, that's what we do in CrossFit. Okay, we do a lot of gymnastics.
It was handstands.
A lot of Olympic movements. So I'm like, I just got in at about 3:30. I had maybe about 5 bottles. I don't think I want to go upside down.
Wow.
I don't think I'm going to go upside down today, so I'm
this
not going.
This could be trouble, yeah.
I'm not going. So when I came home, my husband Nick was like, did you get me my shirt? Did you go to CrossFit? And I was like, no, I didn't make it. He's like, you didn't? So stunned. No, I didn't. It was handstand. Handstand push-ups, handstand walks. It wasn't that day for me. I didn't feel like doing it.
The fact that
so
you
it didn't
went
happen.
In France and went to the hotel gym at all.
Yeah, no, like, you got it. You got it. You got it.
The first thing I would be thinking about waking up in France is, how do I get a croissant?
You know, that's the second question I said to myself and did. But you got to think about something.
But you worked for it.
It's not even that. This is my job. My life is in a gym. I train people. I teach group. I don't want to listen to anybody. I don't have to listen to anybody today. So this is my vacation, to go work out by myself and not have to listen or coach anybody. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Do you know we're like therapists? I mean, we hear everything. Oh, yeah. We know everything going on.
I believe it.
My trainer knows everything about me. Everything about me.
It's worst thing, your hairdresser.
That's why I protect that man.
I don't know. Your hairdresser.
My barber, too.
Your barber came in hot today. You look fantastic today.
Thank you very much. This is half done, too. I got to go back in the morning. Let him finish.
So I have a serious question, Nicole.
Oh, good.
I love that you smoke cigars. I'm just curious about the story behind it. Like, how did you get into it? Like, I love that when you invited me to that charity event.
Yes.
That you were kind of walking around like a don.
With a cigar. And I had a fantastic.
Up and around the whole party.
I had a fantastic dress on.
Yeah.
I do a Kentucky. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Kentucky Derby.
I do a Kentucky Derby party every year, and it's like the biggest in Essex County.
Talking about instilling values into your children, you're a philanthropist.
Yeah, thank you.
You hold this party to raise
money for my town. Yeah,
for hungry people in your town.
Yes, it's called Friends of the Well. Well, meaning Caldwell, North Caldwell, West Caldwell. It's the towns in Essex County.
Where The Sopranos is filmed, right? That was in the Caldwell.
It was in North Caldwell. Yeah. You just went to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, but how did you end up?
So what happened was I was doing a program called 75 Hard that I do every year, and I can't drink and I can't eat bad shit. So I decided I'm just going to have a cigar instead. And I felt like I was.
A balanced meal.
That's great.
You felt like a don.
Did you hear what Greg said? He's poking fun at me.
What'd he say?
A balanced meal. Sal, take care of him.
Stick to your vapes, kid.
Nicole, I would, but I don't know how to turn the camera.
Sal, take care of this guy.
Listen here. I'll come for all of you right now.
Come here, Greg. Do it. Yeah.
It was you, Fredo.
So that's
so. So you started smoking cigars because.
And you know what? Listen, I shouldn't be saying that, but I'm a trainer. But everybody has their vice. Do I do it often? Maybe once a month, I'll have a nice cigar.
No, but it's something to take the edge off because you're not doing these things.
Yes.
75 Hard doesn't say you can't have a cigar.
No, it doesn't.
So there you go.
Wait, does it say no smoking?
Yeah.
No.
That's well. It's part of. So two things were just said here, right? With this story. Number one, we were talking about your dedication mm-hmm. to your own self-care. You know, you're going to the gym on a girl's trip to France.
Yeah.
Right? And the values you're instilling in your children mm-hmm. with this charity event. I want to know more about how you got into philanthropy. And furthermore, you know, we're talking about the Caldwells in New
Jersey.
That's
right.
Right? Everyone's seen the Sopranos house.
That's right.
This is no, you know, Levitt house. This is no ranch. Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful house in a beautiful area.
Yeah.
So it must have come as a shock to people, including yourself, that you had neighbors who were facing food insecurity.
Absolutely. What it is you want to live in your own little box. You see what you want to see. And we knew we had to do something else. We have a lot. We can do some more. Why not reach out? It's right here in our own town. It's not like we're going down, and we do, you know, to the Newark and the other little the poor towns in Essex County, and they do a lot for them. But this is hitting home, and why not? We give a lot. We do a lot. We have some extra things. Why not show our children this? You know, they live through values. And one of the things I like to say is you know, this is what makes me happy as a mother, as a wife, as a daughter. You know, I want to show my children that I can be all of that.
Wow.
I can be all of it.
That was very
you know?
Well said.
Well, thanks, Ann.
Very well said.
So this Derby event is your...
It's myself and my partner. We created Friends of the Well, like I said, the charity event, and we do two events a year. We raise money to give back for the town, and it's been working out fantastic.
It's great. Where can people...
So we have a new one coming up. It's in January 14th. It's at the High Lawn. You were at the High Lawn. It's my
great
very
place.
Good... It's
great
a gorgeous
place.
Restaurant. It overlooks New York. It's beautiful. It's a very good friend that owns it. It's a beautiful place. The food's fantastic, and he takes care of us. He lives in our town as well, and he helps us a lot out for that. But I can put that up on the invitation for that.
You have a website?
I do.
And it's the
friendsofthewell.com.
Friendsofthewell.com.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I encourage everyone to get involved.
Yes, absolutely.
Sal, you're the best.
Well, so
I want you to come. I want you and BG to come before G.
G.
No,
Gianna will definitely come.
I love that.
She loves it. As long as you're not doing a 75 hard and you'll share a glass
no,
of wine
course,
with her.
No, of course.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We were discussing like almost like how like who is Nicole Greco Pipas? Is she
Superwoman?
Well, besides right.
Wow.
She really is Superwoman. Greg.
Almost Superwoman.
I couldn't have put it better myself, Greg.
Greg wants to do like a push-up contest, I think, or something. What do you want to do, Greg?
Dude, I can do a lot of push-ups.
Well,
Greg would lose and not.
Should we put some scratch on that?
You know
should
what?
Should we put a little scratch?
That's how we're gonna wrap this episode.
We're gonna do push-ups.
We're gonna throw down. I'm gonna bet against Greg because I'm a smart man and I usually lose.
No, I.
You bastard!
You
that'd
know,
be good. Push-ups would be great.
We'll work this out for sure. But I couldn't have put it better than Greg that you are Superwoman because you're not just a mother, a wife. You're not just a fitness coach, mm-hmm. a life coach. You're not just a philanthropist, but you're an entrepreneur.
I just started.
So we have with us
bro.
These beautiful T-shirts of your company.
I'm going to get
bro, them. If you don't...
Knock me out.
Johnson.
Greg, is it possible that at the bottom of the screen we could have a bro count go through the...
Absolutely.
We need a bro count.
Bro.
So we'll take your little logo.
What's
we'll
a bro put, count?
So what we'll do is...
The amount of time,
every single
we'll
time someone
little,
says
we'll
bro.
We'll spill your little logo.
Yeah.
We'll put it at the bottom. And then we'll just...
I got a Shopify store.
Every time someone says bro...
Oh, I like that.
Bro. We'll have a little counter. And then we'll check in at
it's
the end...
It's a bird. It's a plane, bro.
We'll check in at the end of the episode... And I'll tell you what, no, we can't. We're not live. We can't really like have anyone guess live and, you know, give something away. But we've been given these beautiful T-shirts. Tell us more about Bro. It's your hydration company. you're on the front lines.
Yeah.
Right? You see what's going on in the gym. Mm-hmm. You see what's going on at CrossFit. You see people are not hydrating properly. There's a lot of crap out there.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of mess of stuff in it. We were talking about my Snapple earlier and how, although it has zero sugar,
aspartame.
Natural flavors.
Chemicals and crap.
Natural flavors, other flavors. What naturals?
Chendon.
Chendon.
We're talking about all this crap that's in the drinks today.
Spirulina.
So you're developing your own thing. You're like, well, if I can't get it, I'm going to make it. And I'm going to bring it to the masses.
So I'll tell you, Sal, how bro started. Ding, ding. So listen, I didn't make up. I've been calling people bro forever.
Yeah.
We've all used that word of expression for a brother, for a friend.
It is a real
for
Jersey
a colleague.
Thing,
what?
For as much as how you
Oh, you think it is?
Well, look at your friend Jamie Giovizzano. Is that
yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Jamie from Eat Clean Bro.
Eat Clean Bro.
Yeah.
I'm He's on the Jersey guy. Turnpike one day coming back from Florida.
Yeah.
And I see this big billboard.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro is such a Jersey
bro.
Thing. It's a.
See, I didn't think it was just a Jersey.
It is a real Jersey.
I feel like it's an East Coast, like Northern East Coast.
Thing. Well, because then you go South Jersey and bro becomes cuz.
Kick cuz.
Cuz.
You go up north to like, you know, over the, what's the bridge that connects, you go over to Mario Cuomo, what do they call it? The Tappan Zee?
Tappan Zee.
And all of a sudden, bro becomes cuisine, you know? Like,
oh, yeah, that's real.
You're down in Brooklyn, it's gouge, you know? You're out in Long Island, people just, you know, bopping around like chicken heads yelling, how you doing at each other? I feel like bro is a very common Jersey phrase because, you know, bro doesn't just mean you're bro.
That's right.
Right? You can elaborate. Bro is almost like a punctuation.
Yeah.
A reaction. You know, like someone is telling you, like, I'm not feeling well after the gym. You know, I'm getting lightheaded when I'm lifting. And you go, bro.
Come on, bro.
That's
right.
Do I got something?
That's it. So it's a lifestyle.
It is.
Bro's a lifestyle. It is about family, self-empowerment. It's about community and like-minded individuals. We are all bros. We are all on that same mindset. We want to keep healthy. We want to keep fit. We want to keep a sense of community. A lot of people, after COVID, they lost family. They lost friends who thought different, whatever. We got to bring it back together. It's just bro. And that's where we just came up with it. It's been something, I've been saying for years. We just started a merch company. I just kind of became bro. I didn't know that happened. My name's not Nicole anymore. It's just I walk everywhere and it's
bro.
Just bro.
Bro.
And then we talked about a recovery drink for athletes. There's not a lot of recovery drink that's ready made for collegiate and for youth athletes.
Right.
Okay, there's out. Everything's pre. You got a prime. You have drinks that are all pre-workout. Celsius. You know, there's nothing after that you can just shake up or ready-made just to drink that will put the nutrients back in your body. So that's what that's our next step.
Wow.
You might see GoBro, a bar.
GoBro.
GoBro.
GoBro, go.
GoBro, go.
GoBro, go.
So you kind of have like the Hulk Hogan thing going, like how he said brother, she's bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess.
But I like the pink dot on it, don't you?
Because
a guy can wear it, a girl can wear it, anybody. Maybe we'll put an Italian flag for October.
Oh, green! So the green B, the white R, the red O.
Oh, bravo. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Bro, this is excellent.
Thanks,
it really is.
To the gym tomorrow.
You know,
you should wear it to the gym.
It's obvious.
We'll wear it when doing our push-ups, Greg.
It's obvious your work ethic, you know, is inspiring. Your children, your son got the keys to a country club at 15 years old.
That's right.
How are you now inspiring? Because, you know, when you appear, like Anthony was speaking about your appearances on The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
This is a show, you know, that Bravo brings to a lot of women all over the country, all over the world. Mm-hmm. How are you inspiring women in today's landscape? You know, there's a lot.
Oh, that's easy. Fit, to be fit. I love the body you're in. Work with the body you're in.
Important.
Work with the body that you're in. Listen, there's a lot of things happening right now. There's a lot of different ways to be thin, okay? Talking about the people who's taking supplements, who's taking drugs to get there. And it works for some people. But there's going to be a time that you have to come off and you have to actually work at it. And it's not my appearance, even though this gets me clients.
Right.
Okay? It's how you feel inside. It's how healthy you actually are inside. I was talking to Sal earlier, and we were talking about body weight, fat, body fat, weight. Like, weight doesn't matter. What matters is your body fat. And what matters even more is your skeletal muscle mass. That's how much muscle is around your bones. If I fall right now, hopefully I won't break anything. You know, look, knock on wood. I don't know. Is this wood? Is this the fake wood?
Wood in this.
How about the... I didn't even realize we had the wood paneling over there.
How do you like the...
I love it. We all have that picture of Jesus. We all have that one. But no, that's it. I won't fall and I won't break. That's what you actually have to look forward to. Listen, you're 28 years old. You're young right now. You know, you have a lot of... your metabolism's quite quick. Or you have a lot of testosterone. As you grow older, you lose it.
Yeah.
And the only thing that brings it is a good diet. Is a good diet, it's a healthy regime.
Right.
And it's working out.
A healthy lifestyle in general.
Yeah.
And you encompass that in so many ways.
You know, people talk about moderation. And I say, you know what? I'm sorry, it's bullshit. I don't know if I could say that. It's bullshit.
You could say it's
whatever
bullshit.
You want. You can say whatever you want. It's a podcast.
Fuck bullshit.
Oh, look out.
Bro.
I got you.
No, it's not about moderation. You want to go out all weekend.
Yeah.
And you want to drink and you want to, you know, have the chicken parm and you want, okay? It's going to catch up. Listen, you want to indulge once a month, once every 2 months. You know, with
discipline.
Something like that, it's discipline.
Right.
Listen, this is my business, so I have to look like this. You know, I got to look like this.
Well, you also...
At 50.
You also... I mean, that's, again,
that's
incredible.
Unbelievable.
Oh, really. Thanks, Ann.
Still calling really bullshit.
Unbelievable. But...
I'm going to show you my license.
You don't owe him nothing. I was never an athlete. I was always an athletic... I was an athlete in high school. Not
yes.
even a real athlete. Like, I played just high school walk-on football. But now that I've lost weight, I was so excited to speak to you because, like, now it's like I need to build muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't even know where to start. How important do you think it is for someone like me to have someone walking you through? You know, because we don't want to end up like Meredith getting hurt at CrossFit.
Sure. Mare, you got hurt. She's fine.
Shout
out
to Mare. Took the ride.
Meredith took the ride
from
Jersey. Thanks, Meredith. Thanks.
How important do you think it is for somebody to have guidance, like someone to guide them like yourself?
Absolutely. Listen, hire a trainer. Hire a professional. Your health is worth any amount of money. I just bought a Louis Vuitton bag. Look how much I spent for that.
Ming it.
No,
the never look, full. How you doing?
No, listen. Really, your health is worth any amount. How much is your health worth to you? And that's exactly it. So hire a trainer. But you were saying something earlier about strength training. I want to reverse.
Sure.
It is so important. 25, 20. You can never be too early, ladies. And I'm putting it out to the ladies. I don't know if you got a lot of women base out there. You do not get bulky. Let me repeat, you do not get bulky from weight training. If I didn't have a one zip on, I would show you underneath, but I do, okay? You don't get bulky from weight training, all right? you get bulky when you put more calorie intake in your body and you weight train.
Right.
So if I'm putting in more calories and I'm lifting this way, then I'm going to start to see a little bit more bulk.
This is what I wanted to ask you.
Again.
So you were speaking about how so many different methods for weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spoken about it before. I lost weight through gastric sleeve surgery. I had it in January. So now my caloric intake is down.
Okay.
And this is something new for me with mm-hmm. weight training. When I was in football, the reason why I was so big and bulky,
yeah.
built like a refrigerator, was because I was eating a lot
yeah.
and in the gym.
Yeah.
So even though I'm not at that same caloric intake, you're saying it's still possible to build a physique.
Absolutely.
Right.
You have to make sure that you are lifting to put those type of calories in.
Right.
Okay. If you're not, there's days that I am just walking because I walk every day,
mm-hmm.
Every day, usually outside.
Which is great.
Because that's something new. Being outside, taking that in, it's a whole new world for me, which I love. Walking on treadmill is boring as hell. But you have to make sure that those days that you are not working out or not training, then you ease up a little bit.
Right.
You're easing up. Listen, carbs are not bad. They are not your enemy.
They're necessary.
They're necessary.
Even
they're
pasta? Necessary.
Well, listen, the good pasta that we get, the homemade, we're
the
going
Durham
to good.
Durham semolina.
Okay, the Durham semolina or the darker, what did they talk about? How dark the pasta has to be.
Right, you don't want yellow pasta.
You don't want yellow pasta. It has to be darker.
It has to be a shade of brown.
Yeah.
Very, very light tan or brown. But never yellow.
What color is that in the Crayola box? What color? Sienna?
Oh, burnt sienna.
Wow.
Burnt Memories sienna.
That's a that
yeah. memory unlocked.
That is
burnt
a file
sienna.
That
Bro,
has been pulled out.
The 36 pack of Crayolas with the sharpener
Wait,
in it.
How do you know that? You're so young. That was such a thrill to get
How
the sharpener in the back.
Yeah.
It was such great. A thrill, you know?
So
you're a baby.
Yes.
Clean carbohydrates.
Yeah, clean. Your sweet potato.
Right.
Your
brown rice. That helped me a lot.
Yeah. Brown basmati rice.
I'm glad I asked you, Greg.
Your vegetables are also your carbohydrates.
So we're going to fight.
Can you saute them, though, or do they need to be
No,
boiled?
They can't. I mean, yes. You can put. Listen, you got a good olive oil? Don't
roast
McCall on
it. Roasted vegetables is the biggest
I'm not
thing
eating boiled chicken here, yeah, bro.
Right. I like
that
to roast.
That was my question.
Yeah, I'm not eating boiled
I
chicken.
I like to
I'm
roast.
Roasting.
Little olive oil.
Okay, I
you
grill.
You got to bust it up
seasoning. I grill all year round.
That's great.
So I will shovel a path to the grill.
You're even outdoor grilling.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I got the old grill with the game.
40 degrees out, giant coat on.
Do you know the grill I'm talking about, Ann?
Yeah.
The grill in the
ground. Big Weber.
No,
the
with
the
grill gas.
In the ground. My house growing up, my mother on Sundays would make enough chicken cutlets to last the whole week.
Week, sure, yeah. Okay.
Right, and then they'd either be in like tin foil or a Ziploc bag in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then we'd kind of just like come and take as
Yeah, that's a new thing.
It is a new
That's
thing.
A new thing.
What do you like more, the hot cutlets or like the cold cutlet out of the fridge?
I'll eat a cold cutlet right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'll
a cold cutlet out of the fridge.
I will take a cutlet out of the fridge, open the thing, and this is, I'm sure... You know, Anthony likes his ketchup. But I will open the thing with the half a lemon inside in the thing and just a little lemon on the cutlet.
Oh, that's
just
beautiful.
Like that.
Beautiful.
So good.
Hot
it's like melanzana. It's like a little melanzana.
My aunts, my mother, my grandmother.
Not melanzana, that's eggplant.
Yeah.
Melanaise.
Yeah.
It's like
right,
a little melanaise.
Right. So growing up, we would go to the beach with... Chicken cutlets wrapped up in tin foil.
5 pound tub of chicken.
Something called that. Now, people from different parts of Italy, I don't know what they call it in Sicily, we call it pastiera, which is like the spaghetti baked with the eggs and cheese and everything.
That's
you don't
okay.
know about this?
Good. Yeah, yeah.
So you take like
with
a regular.
The, wait, hold on. Is there breadcrumbs on it?
No. Just pepper.
It's like a frittata.
It's like somewhere between a frittata and spaghetti cacio e pep.
Okay.
Right? So
favorite.
Pepper, egg. Touch of cream in, you know, with all mixed into a like a.
And you had this
dish.
at the beach.
Very
right?
dietetic.
And cubed
at
up
the beach.
At
cubed
the beach, up. Chicken cutlets. So chicken cutlets for me, is like such a I'm home type
That's
meal.
Right.
So we were discussing before. Jana just texted my wife. Just texted me. What do you want for dinner? I said cutlets. And Nicole's going Monday night cutlets. That's what we do Monday nights for. Sunday night was always our cutlet night. And
okay.
Since today's like a Sunday, I got to have them.
You got to have
them. Gianna makes great chicken
She
cutlets.
Does?
Oh, yeah.
I want to know what she fries them in.
You got to check crispy. That out.
She fries them or she fries bakes them?
No, she fries them.
Who bakes she their cutlets?
I had a baked cutlet once.
We started making meatballs at some point growing up. We started baking our meatballs, which I got to be honest with you.
I'm out of here.
Let me convince you.
Go ahead.
Because and you know you are about your health.
So my cousin, who's Italian, puts them in sauce,
and cooks them like that. They're a little too fall apart for me in the sauce. They're a little too hard shelled in the oil.
Okay.
A little bit of olive oil, a baking dish. You fry them up that. You bake them that way.
You bake them that way.
And I think it makes for a great meatball because they're just hard enough to survive the sauce.
I'm going
to
tell you something. I only use pork and veal in my meatballs.
You don't use
I'm
beef.
I'm done.
Well, that's where all
done.
The flavor is. The pork and the
I'm
veal.
I'm done with the beef.
Yeah?
I'm done with it. Pork and veal only. It's beautiful.
You're done with the beef.
It's beautiful. You know what? Just that taste on it. It's so much softer. You do your nice bread soaked in milk. Okay?
Yes.
You know,
right?
Day old bread.
Veal's more lean, has a better fat content.
You got to put breadcrumbs and the wet bread in
you
your
wanna
meatballs.
You want to know how much Greg knows about meat? Greg, hold your arm up.
Oh, I thought I was going to say something. Oh, wow, he's got all the different parts of the... Now, is that because your family's in a pork business, pork store?
No, I'm a classically trained chef.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's
A Sumerian?
Sommelier is
Sommelier.
The wine.
Oh, sorry, bro.
Sumerian is the guy who helped Jesus out.
No,
Sumerian.
Literally,
it's great.
This is how the podcast.
He has a crab too.
We go right from talking about good diet and how to be healthy
to food.
You're literally making right a good meatball is what parts bread, what parts meat.
The cutlet thing made me think of a memory. When I was a kid and like I went to school, I would take the leftover cutlets to like lunch, and the brown paper bag would be filled with grease.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was
no,
so
but my mine was in
the whole classroom smells like olive oil and breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
My sister used to get made fun of for bringing Nutella sandwiches to school.
See, we weren't big Nutella growing up. And listen, it's a newer thing. The Nutella that you got to make sure it's the real one in the
it's
glass.
It's horrible. It's
glass.
All palm seed oil.
Right.
The American Nutella is all palm seed oil.
You're so right, Greg.
This was a newer thing. My sister, we went to Italy. We saw my cousins. They were eating Nutella sandwiches. My sister had to have it.
Yeah.
But the lunch monitor sent my sister to the principal's office because she was eating a chocolate sandwich.
No way.
They could not understand at the time.
What a sin.
It's like 10% cocoa. Like
what a sin.
Is that against school rules to eat a chocolate sandwich?
How many kids go to school without lunch? You know, a chocolate sandwich.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I'd be pretty happy about that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's only like 10% cocoa.
But there was always I feel like even when I was growing up, there was a lack of understanding for our culture and the fact that it's so centered around food.
It is.
So it's only right that you would raise your Greek family on Italian food.
That's what I'm trying to say is if we try to cook as healthy as possible, to bring as much of these. It's a little hard because we do not have the same restrictions. We have more restrictions with our food than they do in Italy. Look, no one gets bloated from the pasta there.
Right.
We all get bloated here.
I sniff a cracker and I'm gone.
Again, we have to try to, we have to try to get it from the certain places to keep that type. Now it's hard.
But that's what you're talking about is these, you know, that's part.
We have to deal with our pesticides,
right.
The stuff and the food here. We have to. So that's why even more so we have to try to keep ourselves healthy, because of we don't get the best of the best. Look at Italy just passed.
GMOs.
No GMOs.
GMOs, red dye, whatever, yellow, everything. The U.S.
Done.
Is literally gone.
Skittles in Italy. What does that
nope.
tell you about Skittles?
Okay. The U.S. is literally just preservative.
You get Skittles in Italy?
There are certain things here that are illegal in other countries.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Nicole is saying, is that we're not treated to the great stuff that those things are made of. When you say, like, you mean you could eat pasta and still have a healthy lifestyle?
Yeah.
If you're eating the right type of pasta, yes. If you're, you know,
absolutely.
If you're doing,
and again, it's right. portion control.
We have this obsession with tremendous portions for show. It's part of the.
I think it was that, and I think it was because we lived through the Depression, and nobody had you know, the portion, the food. It's like my family doesn't make polenta.
I love polenta.
It's peasant food.
Because it's peasant food.
I love polenta.
Okay, we don't make it.
I love polenta, too.
Well, the U.S.
And now you buy it for what? What do you get? What do they want to charge for?
They serve it at fancy restaurants.
Yeah.
$35.
They put cornmeal on a plate. And cornmeal
$35.
Short rib. Right. Cornmeal $35 short rib, $45. Drop olive oil in the middle,
know.
You know?
Do you believe that?
My mother is very old school. Mm. And I'm very, you know, especially once things happened on America's Got Talent, I wanted to take my mother to great restaurants. We were always eating this and that. And my mother would go, you believe this? You take me to a place, $40 for chicken parmesan. Chicken parmesan is everyday food.
Yeah.
It's nothing special. Polenta, $28.
Same thing.
All the same thing. It's just all everyday food.
Yeah.
When we, you're right. When we came here, when we made things of ourselves, we developed this sense of abundanza.
Abundanza, abundance.
Abundance. Right. Always to have more at the table.
How much can I feed or how cheap?
Well, if we can have it, we will have it.
Yeah.
And it's the same idea that's gone on in this country. Is we need to have the biggest size because we can. So you're very holistic. You're very natural.
I try, yeah.
You know, and you're way into try. You know, like one of the things I was talking about in January, I was getting the surgery, and of course, you know, my old school mother calls me 2 weeks before the surgery. She is crying hysterically.
Yeah.
She is begging me
not to do it,
to go on Ozempic. She's and there's nothing wrong with these drugs.
No, if it's monitored.
Right. At some point you do have to come off of them.
That's right.
It was 2 weeks before my surgery. I was maybe a weekend away from my pre-op blood work.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother's begging me to go on diabetes medication, and I'm telling her no. I don't want to. I'm already on blood pressure medication. Mm-hmm. And
are you still on it now?
Not anymore.
See?
2 weeks before surgery.
Do you see what that means?
Yeah. 2 weeks before surgery, I got blood work and came to find out that for the first time in my life, I was type 2 diabetic. My A1C was over 9.
Yeah.
And I had to go on diabetes medication. I had to prick my finger and I had to test. And I said, I never want to be on medication ever again.
Correct.
You know, that part of the allure of a healthy lifestyle is that, is freedom from things like that. And that's something that you've proven an example of. Here.
There's so many things that have been done years ago, decades ago, that can be brought back again. It works. It's clinically proven to work.
Well, Nicole, I don't know. I don't know what's left to say.
I don't know. This was great. We should just go to dinner.
We should
wrap it up and go to dinner.
I was going to say, like when you said about holistic therapy, like a chicken parm can fix my problems.
Right now it could because your stomach's growling. I hear it over here.
Cutlets are on.
And then
Nicole Greco Pipas, she is not a reality star. She is a reality
persona.
Persona. That's right. But she's more than that. She is a boss. She is superwoman. She is a healer for both mind and body.
That's so lovely.
She is a philanthropist.
Really
super bro.
She is an entrepreneur.
Mom and wife.
Super bro.
Get involved with bro. Friends.
You're gonna get it, bro.
Your website for your charity is
friendsofthewell.com.
Friendsofthewell.com. For Anthony Sciarrata. For Greg Heinrich, I'd like to thank each and every one of you, and especially you, Nicole. Thank you so much for breaking bread with us.
Thank you so much. I love it.
Mwah. Mwah.
Breaking bread. Ciao. Mwah.